What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 237. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
For Thanksgiving week?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, you should be excited, because by the time this thing gets posted, you will be in another country.
I will be. Well, no, I'll be back from another country. I'll be back.
Well, it depends what day we post this.
Actually, I'll be traveling the next day. I'll be in Costa Rica. I'm in Costa Rica right now, everybody. I'll be home tomorrow.
I'm in New Jersey, everybody.
Man, I'll tell you, well, I don't miss a second of vacation. It's just like, I got to soak up the sun. I got to soak up every last morsel of the time that we're given, because it's like, oh my God, my girlfriend decides to call me now when we're recording the podcast.
Oh, by the way, thanks, Sheryl Crow.
You want to soaking up the sun?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to call her back.
No, call her. Miss, she wants to dodge the podcast again.
Put her on?
Go, you wanna go? I gotta go.
Put her on. See. I don't know. I don't know if she wants to be on the podcast. Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the Brooklyn Boys Podcast, episode number 237.
Damn it, I thought so.
Yeah, what's up? What's good?
How are you handling Bobby Flay dissing your stuffing?
I'm okay. He said he loved me, so I'll get over it.
All right.
That's all that she cares about is that Bobby loves her.
Yes. Okay. That was the most important part. And he used my name. That was great to hear. Yes.
Yeah. And he said, I know her for 74 years. Because
No. He said, I've been dating you for 74 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby's taking shots at me on the air for not proposing to Robin.
Yes. Oh. Another reason we love him.
Well, in all fairness, and I love Bobby, but he's had a few unsuccessful marriages, I believe.
Well, he poked fun at himself. He said he made something a joke to the effect about, you know, three times a charm or, you know, whatever. Or
Right. Yeah. So
he then turned to me and goes, you know, you got the right idea, buddy.
There's no alimony to pay. No, he said, no wonder you're not moving forward. She can't make stuffing.
Well, let's talk about that for a quick second. Where do you think the stuffing went wrong? We came in fifth place. If in case
out
you
of,
didn't know,
out of three.
If you didn't know, out of five. You're an asshole. So Bobby Flay came up. We did our annual stuff off of the morning show where we all made our own stuffings. And I decided to ask Robin to see if she would find a nice recipe and do the submission for me because I've been so busy and I haven't been around.
Yeah, yeah. So busy.
So Robin volunteered. Thank you for doing that. And, you know, we all got our stuffing judged by Bobby. And Elvis came in first and I came in last. That's all that you really need to know. Then I revealed that it wasn't me. It was Robin who made it. So what was the recipe and where do you think it went wrong?
So it had chorizo sausage in it and Calabrian chilies, which I thought would be a winner because we know those are the flavors that Bobby likes.
He loves that Southwestern heat.
Yeah. So there was definitely some heat to it. But I agreed with him. It did look minced. The recipe said to finely dice up the vegetables. So I think when you do that, kind of lose those big flavor hits. Yeah. And then the other thing was, what was the issue? I don't know. It was very bready.
There was a lot of bread and there was a lot of bread. She used the King's Lion rolls for a little sweetness.
Yes.
Oh.
Cause that seemed to win another year. So I copied.
Well, I'll say this. Waking it up the next day by throwing water on it and throwing it in a microwave might have made it turn to mush because he called it mush. He goes, oh, this is mushy. But
cat food, to be exact. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it was my fault. There was no way to reheat it properly. But listen, you tried your best. I'm just happy that he said that all of them were winners. You know, he did say that. He says this was tough competition this year. So,
and we came in number two the last year we did it using his recipe. So I think I should have stuck with his recipe.
Oh, you did the old using Bobby Flay's recipe routine.
Yeah, right.
Well, I did.
This time she took it out of Bon Appetit. So, all right.
Yeah, it's all good. No good.
So speaking of Thanksgiving, Robin,
you will not be cooking on Thanksgiving, I guess.
Well, right? She's not going to. Well, Robin's going to be with her parents, and her father. I think that he sees ghosts because he cooks for 12 people when there's three people in the house.
Yes, there's only three of us going: him, me, and mom. And he's making a turkey and a ham.
A turkey and a ham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, that's
my mother
lot of food.
Doesn't eat turkey.
Yeah, her mom doesn't her mom doesn't eat birds. She collects she collects them.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, she loves birds.
I know, but a turkey's a turkey.
Robin's mother will take a wounded pigeon off the street and nurse it back to health.
Right. Yes, I opened up her freezer once and one fell out. It was dead.
Well, probably not the best place to put it then.
All right, Robin, we're going to let you go for now.
Okay, on that note.
We're just going to let that go right. We're going to sell that right over Brody's head. All right. Take care.
What?
Okay.
What do you mean sell over my head?
There was a frozen pigeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, a real frozen pigeon. It was in her freezer.
Yeah, so what am I missing?
Like, she thought it was like Walt Disney and chirogenics or something, like where she could freeze the pigeon.
Chirogenics?
What do you call that thing? Where you
cryogenics?
Cryogenics, yeah.
But it only happens in Egypt? In Cairo? What are you talking about?
Cryogenics. I don't know. Her mom rescued a pigeon and it was dead or something, and she put it in the freezer.
Okay, this woman maybe needs to speak to somebody professional.
Now,
that...
I will say this. I will say this though, Brody, and don't make fun of me like they did on the big show. No, you laugh. But you know how every year I have to get that free range organic Willy Bird.
Of course,
it's a tradition in my family that I spend crazy money and I go to Williams Sonoma online and I have this fresh turkey delivered to the house and it's cleaned and it's pre brined and it's ready to go in the oven. And all you got to do is cook it, and it always tastes so nice and juicy every year, and it's worth every penny. Well, this year I waited too long, and the moral of the story is don't wait that long because the only amount of the only birds that were left were 10-pound turkeys. 10 pounds. Not going to be good for the family.
Wait, it was 10 1-pound turkeys?
10-pound turkey. No. Don't go there. two 10-pound turkeys.
Those are my favorite phone taps.
Or 10 2-pound turkeys.
No, 22-pound turkeys.
22-pound turkeys.
Right.
That'll be, yeah, that aired on Monday.
Oh, so, really? Oh, you didn't tell me that. You guys are playing my Thanksgiving phone tap. I'd like to know about it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That happened on Monday. Anyway, so for the most part, because I it was only 10-pound turkeys left, I went to go look for a pasture-raised turkey. I Googled it, and I found...
Raised by a pastor?
No. Google Heritage Foods.
Not going to do that.
Come on.
Nope.
I'm telling you, this is the oldest lineage of known turkey, and it is coming to my... It is coming to the house, and we are going to experiment tomorrow... If today's Wednesday, I don't even know what day it is, but this Thanksgiving, because we're recording this for Thanksgiving week, this turkey is going to be it is from one of these farmers. It is a pasture raised. It lived a very happy life. It pretty much is able to, you know, eat, you know, the, you know, go from the greenery and walk around. This is not a turkey that's been crushed up in a coop eating its own shit. Or being fed corn feed. This turkey that I ordered this year is supposed to be from the oldest lineage, or it's a single origin traced turkey. It's called a pasture.
And this is important?
It's a pasture raised young turkey.
Yeah. Again, pasture, like a priest raised?
No,
it?
A pasture. Pasture.
Now, what is, you can't speak today.
Pasture raised. You know what a pasture, not pasteurized like milk.
Yeah.
Pasture raised. Yes, a pasture
still,
raised.
You know what? You're still cutting its head off, putting stuffing up its ass, and putting cranberry sauce next to it.
No, but it's going to taste better because it was under less stress during its life.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, turkey? Hey, man, I'm chill. Great. You look delicious.
No. Don't you realize that if sometimes when you eat steak, if the cow was stressed at any point in their
really?
Life.
No, really? Like if he was an accountant?
No. The meat tastes terrible or it's tough. I'm telling you, there's a thing, there's a rhyme or reason to
so you want to give the cow a back rub before you kill it?
No. There's a humane way of killing turkeys.
That's
and
what
chicken.
That's what we tell ourselves.
No, it's true.
There's no humane way to kill a thing and eat it.
Yes, there is. I'm telling you. That's where I'm going with this whole story.
Right. Okay.
So what I'm trying
to
say
is, I'm sure the turkey would disagree.
No. What there's apparently there's a good way and a bad way to execute the turkey or the chicken or whatever it is.
Well, now, I would imagine running it over with your car and dragging it 5 miles would be bad.
But if you've got a cow in the grazing in the grass, and it is stressed to high hell.
Yeah.
And then you kill it. Apparently the meat is bad. Or same thing with chickens and turkeys. Apparently they have this thing where there's a way of doing it which makes the meat tender or taste better.
So in other words, you walk up to the cow, you say, or the bull rather, you walk up to the bull and you go, hey, guess what? You just won the lottery. And he goes, and then you kill it.
Listen,
is that how it goes?
There's
you go, hey, bull. You give the bull, how would you like a hand job? You give the bull a hand job, and then when he's all relaxed, now, you kill him.
I'm telling you, there's something to eating stressed out beef that's not good for you. It's not good, not tasting.
By the way, what I just described is known as beef stroking-off. If you ever had that, that's how that happens. That's why the meat's so tender.
Oh, God. You're not gonna believe me. Listen, Google it on your spare time, but there is something to be said for how these animals were raised, and the very best you can get is a pasture raised chicken or turkey, and if you could find them, but they're only like 2% of our nation's chicken and turkey is like heritage or pasture raised. Trust me on this. It lived a happy life. Just know.
That's my concern. By the way, you said you talked about this on the big show?
On the morning show? On the podcast. Oh, they crushed me.
They crushed you on the
15-minute morning show podcast.
So crushed the hell out of me. Jim Thomas.
Yeah.
Jim Thomas, a regular listener to this podcast and a frequent DMer of ours.
Yeah.
He put up a poll on the Brooklyn Boys fan page.
Yeah.
And he said, Scary told his airport story, hearing aid story on the big show and also on his Instagram. Will it be on the podcast? no way Skiri would never do that, or 200% chance that Skiri's math, not mine, he reuses material. 95% of people said you would tell the airport hearing aid story on the podcast. And
I did.
And you did.
Of course.
Yeah. 5% of people thought you wouldn't. Yeah. Thank you, Jim Thomas. All putting right. up the poll on the Brooklyn Boys fan page.
Love you, Jim Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, not eating Robin's stuffing. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, none was offered to you. So there.
Oh, well, good. We are going out for dinner.
Nice.
We are going out for dinner. We have reservations in two places. Mm-hmm. We're going to cancel one of them on Monday. But one of them is Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth's Chris.
And yes. The reason I say Ruth's Chris Steakhouse right. is that this week, my wife and I went to a champagne dinner. It was sponsored by Vuv.
Vuv. Vuv Clicquot.
Clicquot. Yeah, Vuv. No, it's Vuv.
Is it
Vuv? She said it wrong. Nope. The woman from the company said it's Vuv like love.
Dude, I was today years old when I found that out. See?
It's Vuv Clicquot.
Vuv Clicquot.
It looks like Vuv Clicquot, but it's Vuv Clicquot.
That's a fancy champagne right there.
Yeah. So what they did was they had a not the usual menu, a 5-course meal with the food custom made to go with the 5 different wines the champagnes we were having.
Oh, how great.
And I didn't pick apart the food. It was all food I liked. So it was good. There was one thing that had pickles on it. I had to order without pickles. That's again, part of the conversation with my wife.
You're finally where I learned growing
she
up.
Hates dill.
You're finally developing a larger appetite.
Larger palate. Appetite's not a problem.
A palate.
My wife said she was very impressed that I ate everything.
Good.
Cause some of it was a little unique.
Yeah.
But I ate it. Okay. But here's the thing. The woman who presented for the evening.
Yep.
Gave the history of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Yes.
Which you and I have all heard. We've told the woman, Ruth, bought Chris's Steakhouse. It burned down.
Yeah.
It was Chris's Steakhouse.
There is, if you Google.
It was Chris Steakhouse.
Right. Chris Steakhouse. There's this awesome comedian who does a whole bit about Ruth Chris Steakhouse and how it's the worst. It's got to be the worst name for a restaurant ever because of the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Right. But here's the thing.
And
the
then,
woman telling the story.
Yep.
About the history of Ruth's
Chris. Chris. Yeah.
Kept saying Ruth Chris.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God. She would have been fired on the spot.
So Melissa, my wife, had to grab my hand and squeeze it at one point. Said I wouldn't correct her.
That's crazy.
Then like 3/4 through her story, one of the times she said Ruth's. And the other two times after that,
she said
Ruth.
That's lazy tongue. But
that's lazy tongue.
Yeah.
But she was able to say Vuv Clicquot.
Well, I would hope so. That's her brand. She works for the company, doesn't she?
Yeah. So it's right. spelled V-E-U-V-E, which looks like Vuv, and C-L-I-C-Q-U-O-T, which looks like Clicquot.
Clicquot?
Clicquot.
Clicquot.
Or Clicquot.
Click.
Ah. Click. Click quat.
Hold on, let me click this. Hold on.
Yeah, click the quat.
With Brody and Skiri.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So why are you so grumpy, man? Why are you mad?
I had a bad night.
Why are you
mad? I had a bad night. I'll tell you why. Well, I'm not mad. I had one of those nights, if it's happened to you, Slices.
One of these nights.
It's one of these things where in slow motion you go, no!
Okay, that hurt everyone's ears.
Sorry. Well, I came off mic for that. So it could have been worse.
So what happened?
I have an older laptop. That's probably seven, older. Eight, nine. It's big. It's heavy.
It's a relic.
No, you know why I like it? I'll tell you why I like it. Especially now that I'm not working, I don't have to carry it around. But it has five USB ports, an HDMI port.
It has that port that I haven't seen in a long time, the one with the screws on either end. The RVC port.
I don't have that. I don't
RVA
have
port?
No. VGA.
VGA port.
I've got a CD-ROM drive. It's basically a desktop, but it's a laptop. Anyway, I have smaller laptops that I use when I travel, but this is my go-to. It's the one I used at work. I don't have a desktop. This was like a sturdy, everything I need, because there were times I had to rip CDs back in the day.
This was the workhorse of your life.
Right. And so every time something would break on it, I would replace it. Well, it started to, a couple of things went on it that couldn't be replaced easily. So I went on eBay, as one does, and for like $40, I bought the same computer that was missing a hard drive and missing memory and missing a power adapter. So I had all that. So I bought it. I put the hard drive in with all my stuff on it, the memory cards, everything. Yeah. So I ended up with like a brand new, basically, computer. It was in great condition. Well, I never used the webcam on it.
Oh, boy.
Well, yesterday I had a something to do on the webcam, and nothing dirty. And I webcammed, and it was cloudy, foggy, and blurry. So I downloaded new drivers. I cleaned the screen, you know, the lens cover. Nothing worked. So I said, you know what? I have a great webcam in my old unit. It's the same computer. I'll just take the webcam out. It's easy enough to do. I watched a video. And they said, you know, make sure you take the battery out of the computer, you know, power it off. I did. And so I took the bezel that goes around the screen. I opened it up because the webcam's behind that on my old one. No problem. Took two screws, take the webcam out. It's about 5 inches wide. It's a electronic thing, right? Took that out. Went to my new version of the laptop and I powered it off. I took the battery out. I opened the bezel, put the webcam in, easy peasy, put everything back together, turn the computer on. My hard drive's dead.
No!
My hard drive is no longer recognized by the computer. It won't boot up. I tried it in both computers. I tried it in an external hard drive.
No tech talk, but just the overall thing.
Okay, here's what I may have done.
What happened?
When you work on your computer, you take the battery out when it's off.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to hold down the power button for 10 seconds to release any static electricity or any remaining power in the unit that it had in it. So you can get rid of that. I forgot to do that. I did it, but I guess not long enough.
You think that you shorted out and fried your hard drive?
By touching a screwdriver to the metal frame.
Right.
I think I sent a charge to the drive.
And this was all because you were trying to install a webcam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Here's a stupid question. Why didn't you have the professionals do it?
Okay. Because it was an easy thing to do. In hindsight.
Mr. Fix-It.
Okay, I have a guy in the neighborhood who does all the minor stuff.
Yeah.
He's great. I texted him and he said, oh, I'm working late tonight. I won't be available till maybe Saturday. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a video podcast I had scheduled for today that I needed the webcam for. So I was like, I'll just change it out myself. He's not available. So I did it. So now my hard drive is at the only guy in New Jersey.
Mr. Do-It-Yourself.
No, well, me, yeah. I've done everything else, no problem. Anyway, so now the best guy in New Jersey, who has a machine that will read it even if it's dead, is now in possession of my hard drive. And he's reading it, or attempting to read it, to recover my files. Even if he's able to recover some of them, or all of them, or one of them, I still have to reinstall Windows on a new hard drive and then reset up the entire computer to my specifications, download all the software, and then try to remember what files I lost. So it's a nightmare.
It is.
So, you know, when you tell yourself, oh, I'm going to back up my computer and then your hard drive crashes and dies. And then you go, oh, if I could just save it, whatever I do, I swear, I promise God, I'll back it up the next time. And then you don't. This is maybe the fifth hard drive I've had crash on me.
Unreal.
Where I've had to pay to get it done. Now,
you couldn't pay me to open up any of these fucking computers because the one sleight of hand and you're fucked. The whole thing could just erase on its own.
Well, PCs are a little easier to work on, but I messed up. I didn't hold the button down long enough and I may have shorted it out. That being said, it's going to cost me a few hundred dollars, maybe. It's not the big expensive ones that cost you $5,000, $3,000. Wow. This is a laptop hard drive.
My favorite part is you asked a question yesterday. Can you recommend a laptop disk drive data recovery place in Jersey that you've used?
So yeah.
I responded.
You gave me a prick answer.
Yeah. The Mac Shop in Wilmington, Delaware. If you know, you know.
I don't know what that means. Other than I thought you were just slamming me for owning a PC.
No. That's the store that recovered Hunter Biden's laptop.
It wasn't a Mac store, dude. It was called the Mac Shop
in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, the Mac Shop. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant
I hear they're the best in the business, Brody. Maybe they're good at data recovery.
Yeah.
Take it to them. They're the professionals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, dude, no, I don't mean to laugh because your whole life could be like erased right now.
Well, the last year and a half, yeah. I have everything before that, but yeah, so, the last year and a half.
I mean, we're talking like, okay, so the last year and a half is what stands to be lost forever.
Well, that's what's on that drive that isn't on the previous drive.
Oh, man.
I upgraded my drive a year and a half ago during the pandemic from a 500 gig to 1,000 to a terabyte when I upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10.
I'm just saying
it happens, people. Do whatever you can to back up your computer.
I'll say this. I should have heeded the warning of I guess I had a drive here that was starting to tick and make noise. It was like it was weird.
Once it clicks, you got to get it looked at.
Yeah. And as it was starting to click and stuff like that, I was trying to look for solutions. I tried to offload it. It was too late. And this was an old drive. This was the drive that has all the phone taps on it, old school phone taps, everything that was raw, unedited, unbeeped. Like my whole life at the radio station and all the production work that we've worked on all these years was on that drive. Now, they've stripped it. They've tried to take the drive and take it out of its shell and put it and start it from, you know, whatever. I know they do these fancy things. So, and they were like, nah, it can't be done. You need to take this to a professional data recovery specialist.
Yeah, with a clean room.
Pay like $3,000 or some bullshit. So the drive is just sitting here in a case, in its own little case that we got for it in my drawer. And I don't know how I could even go about recovering this stuff. But if we ever need it for archives or for...
Oh, I can tell you. First of all, did you try our technician, Raj, at work?
No, I didn't ask him.
Because there's a program called Disk Drill. Okay. That he's been very successful with getting data off. Also, really?
Okay.
Also, if he can authorize, by the way, guys, if you have a computer that this happens to, here's a little insight for you. Uh-huh. Here's a little Brody tip. You get them to make it company important and then the company pays for it. I had the company fix two of my hard drives because they were my work hard drives.
I would say that our phone taps qualify as work important.
Yeah. They paid $3,000 and $2,500 to reclaim my two drives. In the words of William Shakespeare, Vav Kliko, my friend.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We promised on the last episode that we would get to your talkbacks. We will do that shortly.
I have some audio and I had a scamboni.
Ooh.
And I also have a couple of grammar police that we should run through.
Ooh, pull them grammar up. Grammar police?
Yeah, if you have a...
Well, let's fucking grammar police this bitch.
Oh, I gotta get him ready.
Grammar police! Grammar police! Police.
We haven't done this bit in a while. I haven't seen much grammar police other than the same mistakes people are making over and over and over again. But if you have want to restart that fire, feel free. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast at gmail.com. Send us an email. Show us some pictures. Send us to us on Twitter, whatever, at the Brooklyn Boys. Let us know. Show us where people are going grammatically off the rails.
Grammar police.
All right, so Marilyn Jenkins emailed me, and she said, you don't have to respond, which is weird because I always respond. I realize you get so many DMs. I thought this would give you a laugh. I'm talking to my daughter, and I'm using quotes. I can't remember if the period goes in my quote or after because I'm enjoying my wine. I pause and try to figure it out. Then I say, fuck you, Brody. You have made a new grammar policeman. Or person, whichever you prefer. So, Marilyn, welcome aboard. And the period goes outside the quotes because you're not quoting the period.
That is correct.
Nelson Abrams tweeted at us, and he said he heard a new one on the NFL show Hard Knocks. DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins is the player that all that fan held up to sign when he came back from injury that said, welcome back, Hoppins, with no K. DeAndre Hopkins said... something about a PSA announcement. Ooh, that is the ATM machine of PSAs. As you know, PSA stands for public service announcement. Yep. So that is a new one I had not heard before. Thank you, Nelson Abrams. Yep.
I found one here.
What do you got?
This came into our email from Desiree from Connecticut. Dade's Bombs on the gram saying she pulled this one right off her a local Facebook page. This was a cake that was bought at the local Stop and Shop. It was a birthday cake. So it was supposed to say, happy 22nd birthday, Alex. The cake, there's a picture of it. It says, happy 20 S-E-C-O-N-D birthday, Alex. Happy 22nd. The guy's only having a birthday for 20 seconds, and that's... they Happy 22nd birthday, Alex. Thank you. Love you, Dave Bombs. And, yeah. What else you got there, Brody?
Well, I want your opinion on this.
Yep.
It's not so much grammar police as it is etiquette police. But I was in a restaurant with my friend Jeff. Okay,
hold on a second. Let's slowly fade out the music because we're done.
Fade out the music.
Okay.
And these were three of the appetizers. So there was a pattern set, and I was a little confused. Smoked wings. Wings marinated in garlic and herbs, smoked low and slow. Smoked wings, clearly in the recipe.
Slow and low, that is the tempo?
Hummus trio. Black bean, edamame, and chickpea hummus. Huh. That makes sense. Then, here's something on the menu, right in the middle of those two. It's in big, bold letters, right? Italian clams. Ingredients. Sweet sausage, peppers, onions, in a roasted garlic cream sauce, served with garlic bread.
Wait a second. Repeat that?
Italian clams is the name of the appetizer.
Okay.
Ingredients. Sweet sausage, peppers, onions, in a roasted garlic cream sauce, served with garlic bread.
I'm assuming in addition to the clams.
They don't mention the clams.
Well, that's assumed. That's Why? The name of the dish.
Okay, smoked wings. Wings marinated in the garlic and herbs.
I see a pattern developing here. All right. So all everything right? on the menu.
Everything.
Leads with the item that's in the title.
Right. So I said to the waitress.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I said to the waitress, just want to make sure, because this sounds delicious. The Italian, I thought maybe it's an Italian dish. Yeah. So like, give them the Italian clams. And it's something else. So I said, are there clams in there? And she says, you know, I don't know. I'll go find out.
Huh.
So the manager came over and said, yes, sir, there's clams in there. How about that?
How about that?
So we ended up ordering the fried calamari and shrimp.
Mm.
So it's fried shrimp, fried calamari, and a plate. The plate comes.
Yep.
Let me know what you would do, Scary.
Yep.
The plate comes, and it's a full plate of calamari. So maybe like 35.
Yeah.
And three shrimp.
What? What is the name of the dish?
Fried calamari and shrimp.
Okay, then you definitely, because the lead means you get more of that.
No.
So calamari, there's definitely got to be more calamari than shrimp.
No. However, like saying mac and cheese, there's more mac than cheese. Like,
sausage and peppers, you expect more sausage than peppers.
But if you get two fish fried things, it shouldn't be 35-3.
Well, so okay, that's where I'm going to split the difference with you. I don't think the ratio should be that disproportionate. I mean, three shrimp? No, you know what they were doing? They were figuring like, calamari is much cheaper than shrimp. Fuck these people.
Right, it's all fried. You won't notice it. So I say to the waitress, hey, it's 35-3 here. She goes, I'm so sorry. Yeah, she goes, let me go get you more.
What's up
so
with
she
this? Comes back. This is our 250624.
Right. So I wasn't in Chicago. So she comes back with a little plate, like a butter plate, with three more shrimp, and she puts them on the table. I said, so my friend Jeff says, hey, can we get a 50-50 here or close to it? This is just silly. So, Scary, I'm asking you, how many shrimp until you were satisfied with the ratio of calamari to shrimp?
Okay. Is this an appetizer portion or is it a meal? Is this like a
appetizer? I'm gonna send you a picture of it.
All right, I'm gonna say this, Dad, David Brody, and don't hate me for saying it.
I already hate you.
By the way, how big are the shrimp? Are they jumbo shrimp?
No, like if you make an okay sign, they're the size of your okay.
Okay. Okay. I have to say this, and traditionally, every time I order shrimp, and by the way, I am a shrimp connoisseur, and
I
am a big shrimp orderer. So I've seen it in
Does that mean you only order big shrimp?
No, all the sizes.
But you said you're a big shrimp order.
Well, not the Chinese. What is it with people calling my phone right now? I'm trying
I just texted you.
All right. No, you did, but I'm getting phone calls too at the same time.
You're very popular. So,
okay, let me say this.
Did you order shrimp?
Let me say this. All right.
I'm letting you say it.
Shrimp. Okay. On those okay sized shrimp,
yep.
I've seen it in many formats. I've seen it served many ways. I've seen it in many dishes. I've had shrimp in salads before.
Wow, that's
I've
crazy.
Never, ever, ever, ever seen more than 6 pieces of shrimp in the dish. Now, I have...
You've had bang, bang shrimp, right?
No, hold on.
Cheesecake?
Hold on. I've had mainly when they do grilled shrimp or shrimp in a dish, it's 5 or 6 tops. I've never seen more than that.
So you would have been happy with a calamari and shrimp as 35 and 6.
If I see... Yeah, because to me, the shrimp is the delicacy there. It's
no, these are mini shrimp.
I want 6 shrimp.
They're mini shrimp.
Mini ones?
Small, shitty shrimp.
Oh, then fucking dude, half and half.
That's what I'm saying. 6?
I'm talking about... No.
No, if these are big, big ass, like...
Bigger shrimp.
You know,
bigger.
Tiger shrimp, the big ones. No, listen, like a fist.
If you're talking about rock shrimp, creamy rock, like rock shrimp, like the small... Those tiny ass shrimps? Shrimp? The tiny shrimp. Ass shrimp?
Yep.
Then, yeah, it should be more like half-half. But if it's... But if you're talking about actually big pieces
no,
of shrimp.
No, if they're like the number, whatever they call them, like the 4 to a pound shrimp. Look at the picture I sent you.
They're measured in what, points?
Look at the picture I sent you. See if you see a shrimp in there.
Can't find it.
I'll put it up on Instagram at some point.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, in a dish like this. Yeah, there should be more shrimp.
Yeah, definitely thank you. More.
And if you're talking about those size, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, slices.
Cheap
don't get
bastard.
Ripped off.
Hey.
Don't get ripped off.
We got an email or two that I wanted
no.
to. Yes.
That's crazy.
So in the vein of not going to Gerard's Pizza and places of that light, of that ilk. You know, because it doesn't look like it matches. It, you know, like, you know, Pepe's Pizza, yes. Gerard's Pizza, no, because who, a guy named Gerard is going to make great pizza.
What about Gerardo?
Gerardo, maybe a little bit. We'll see. I don't know.
But I would change your name. If you're Gerard, I'd be like, just put an O on the sign.
This person wants to be anonymous. I saw a Mexican restaurant that looked like it said Martha's Cantina. I didn't want to get a quesadilla from Martha's Cantina. But when I got closer, I saw it was Marita's Cantina.
Oh, or so, Marta would have worked also.
Or Marta. So we eat there and it was good. Better, I believe, than Martha's could have been. Cool story. So once again, the slices are out there and they're avoiding things that don't sound appetizing because the person's name who owns the place doesn't fit with the cuisine that's in. You know, it's like going to Ferdinando's Chinese restaurant.
Huh.
You know? So anyway, there was All right. So there you go.
Well, speaking of Mexican restaurants, do I have time for a quick Mexican restaurant story?
You do. We are also, we have to keep tabs on the ticker here. So how quickly can you do this one?
Oh, this one's like, this is a 5-minute story.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So I'm going to a mall that has a Mexican restaurant and it's, I don't know, almost an hour from my house. I'm meeting someone at this Mexican restaurant. So, I don't know exactly where in the mall it's located. It's a big mall. Mm-hmm. And I call. So I figured I'll call and find out what the best entrance is to go into the mall to get to the restaurant. Well, like where should I park? Right? Should I park by the Macy's? Where should I park? That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the girl answers the phone and I say, hey, just want to know what's the best entrance to park if I'm coming to your restaurant today. She says, what do you mean? She says, what do you mean? I said, I want to come there and I want to park near your closest entrance to the store. So which one would be good? She says, oh, wait, I'm not really good at directions. Maybe try the main entrance to the mall. So I said, I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know where the main entrance is. Is that close to your restaurant? I'm not sure. So I said, okay, is there a store outside that I should look for? She says, I'm not sure. I'm not good at giving directions. So I said, okay, let me see if I can make this easier for you. When you drive to work, Where do you park? She says, I usually come in and make a left. Okay. So I said, you make a left once you enter the mall, or you make a left once you enter one of the many entrances to the mall area. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. I'm not sure. So could you maybe ask? So I said, could you maybe ask someone else if you don't know where you park? Yeah. Okay. So hold on. She comes back and she says, maybe park like, I don't know, like near the Cheesecake Factory.
Like,
so
like,
I said,
like
park like near the Cheesecake Factory or like park by the Cheesecake Factory. Like, which do you mean? You could park near the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, I would say that.
Oh my God.
I said, is that where you park? No.
I park to the left.
I come and I make a left. So scary.
Yeah.
When I get there, not only is the Mexican restaurant near Cheesecake Factory,
yeah,
but they have an outside seating area.
Of course they
and
do.
An outside entrance,
yeah,
directly next to the tables of Cheesecake Factory.
I'd stop screaming into your microphone, please.
Sorry. How do you not know you are located next to Cheesecake Factory? If you ever walk outside
right.
to your outdoor tables.
Idiots.
You're next to the umbrellas people, that say Cheesecake Factory.
Some people have blinders on, and they follow a route to work, and they only know left, right, right, left, straight, left, right, left. And that's it. And they don't look at their surroundings. They don't have markers on the road or signs or like, oh, okay.
Scary. She comes to work. She must park by the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make excuses for her, Brody.
Yes, you are. I'm just yes, saying. You are. You two should get a room.
She has blinders on. She's a horse. What do I? Okay. What do you want me to say? I don't know.
I meet my lunch mate outside.
Okay.
And we walked. I tell her the story real quick, and she's laughing. And I said, I guess it was the hostess, because she answered the phone and she had to go ask people and whatever.
Yeah.
So when we get there, we walk up to the door. It's a glass door. And there's a young girl with a spray bottle and a rag or whatever. And she's wiping down the inside of the door. Well, the door opens out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there and she's wiping the glass. We are on the other side of the door, Scary. We are looking at each other.
Yeah.
And I say to the person I'm with, I think that's her. And so she looks and she says, did you want to come in?
Oh, boy. No, I want to stand here and stare at you from the other side of the glass because I'm a leering pervert.
So I turn to the person I'm with and I said, yep, that's her.
Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You want a Scamboni?
Do you want to come in?
I got some Scambonis for you.
You do?
Well, I got one via the email.
Okay, yeah, I have one too. So you go yours.
Oh, Scamboni.
Scamboni. Yeah, we know.
Another person who wanted to remain anonymous. Hey, Brody Skiri, Skiri Brody. I didn't listen to Skiri. And I decided to buy the iPhone 14. Oh. Yes, because side note, I admit it wasn't worth it. It was not a great upgrade from the 12 to the 14 for me. I should have just kept it because it's so there's not a whole lot that's
right.
Different.
That's a no for you.
Anyway, I had the X, that's the 10, for years, and it was time for a new one. So I'm happy because the battery charges so fast and lasts so long. Okay, that's a positive. Anyway, I got it from a Verizon store. They don't tell you that they add a $30 charge for Redux water protection. REDUX water protection. By the time I saw it, they said there's a $30 cancellation fee to remove it. What the fuck?
What?
I found online this is a common complaint. I usually look out for extra charges, but was caught off guard on this one. Please warn the slices about this. So apparently, there's a $30 charge for water protection, but in order to remove it, there's a $30 cancellation fee. So it's kind of, I guess you can't get your money back. I guess you're screwed. I don't know. Maybe it needs more further investigation, but we were asked to put that out there for the slices.
That sounds like a typical Apple scam.
Hey. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Did you have a Scamboni?
I do. So, we have three dogs here. And one of them had to be groomed. The other two were groomed, and our third dog got wet, and so we dried him. But he looked like he needed to be groomed. He was due. So our usual groomers were not available, and so some people recommended another groomer in the area.
Okay,
like, all right, we'll try that groomer. So my dog, you know what matted hair is? It's when it clumps together.
Yes,
right. It's like there's no hair. It's just like a big mass of like a cotton ball.
Like your pubes.
Tell your girlfriend just to use dental floss. It comes right out. Okay. So.
Wow. What are we, 16? I seriously used that joke when I was in high school.
I know. That's why I used it. It's such a stupid. Okay. So. I call up and I say, how much to get the dog groomed? And I don't know. I think it was $85, something like that. It may have been 80, whatever it was. I said, all right. So before I went, I cut a lot of the matted hair off my dog. I cut it. I sliced it. The ones that were really bad, right? You couldn't really even notice it because his hair was so long. I cut out all the matted hair. Mm-hmm. I dropped the dog off. The girls at the counter say, okay, great. Well, should take about 3 hours. We'll call you. Said, okay, great. Great. Okay, good. I said, listen, I'm looking for a backup groomer. Hopefully this goes well. She says, oh yeah. Okay, good, good. So I get a phone call. They said, yeah, Mr. Brody, we have your dog. I said, yeah, I hope so. Well, he's really matted. I said, well, he's a little bit matted. I cut most of it off, but he's a little bit matted. She says, well, we can just shave him down. Or we can brush them out.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, that's a lot. Because, yeah, if we have to brush them out, it's a lot more money.
Go for the other option.
So I said, well, how much do you have to shave them? Well, not really short. Just we have to shave them a little bit. So it looked like he got shaved a few weeks ago. But we have to get the matting out. Or we can brush him and brush all the mats out. But that's going to take another hour. And that could be anywhere from $10 to $50, depending on, how much brushing we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'm already paying $80-something. I said, I'd rather you just shave him down because this way he'll be starting even again. and it'll be fine. A couple of weeks, his hair will grow back. Plus, when you brush them, it hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you're pulling on that. I go, you know what? Not only about the money, I don't want him uncomfortable. Just shave it down. It's fine. Okay, great. Well, I will see you in an hour. So I get there. They call me and they say, you can come now. I said, great. It's about an hour and 20 minutes later. I show up. She says, it's $135. What? Now, I have the dog.
That's a cheaper option?
Right. So I have the dog.
Right.
The dog is shaved. I see him. I'm sorry, I don't have him. I see him in the window. Like, they have a glass window.
Oh, you should have went behind the counter, grabbed the dog, and be like, we good? And walked out.
Yeah, we good, right. No, the dog is behind the glass in the grooming room. So it's like all windows. You can see the grooming room. And they have a ramp. The dogs can run up the ramp so you can see them. So my dog runs up the ramp, and I see him. I see he's shaved. So I said, well, I don't understand. How is it $135? Oh. Well, he was very matted. I said, no, I got that. But you said,
yeah,
either you brush him out or you shave him. Well, clearly you shaved him.
Yeah.
She said, well, it's groomer's discretion. So I said,
oh, really? So they get to make the decision on whether they can reach into your wallet and take right. more money from you or not.
Right. So I said, who gets the extra money? The groomer for doing the work.
Oh, of course. It's in their best interest.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. So I said, oh, hell no. I said, if I'm going to get the dog brushed and you charge me $50, first of all, the dog wasn't that matted. He was semi-matted. Second of all, I was only going to get him brushed to avoid shaving him. But you shaved him.
Ah.
I want to speak to the groomer, please. Very nicely. I was like, can I speak to the groomer? Yeah, she'll come out. She comes out. And she says, she has a look on her face like, I'm so sorry. But I said, what's going on? Oh, I'm really sorry, but your dog was really badly matted. You know, I understand that. That's why I said, don't brush him, shave him. Yeah. We had to shave him because I tried to brush him out a little bit. And even when I shaved him, the matting went too far down towards his skin.
That.
So I had to shave him also.
Nah, something's
so
up.
So I go, No. I said, either you saw the matting was down to his body or not. It's visual. Before you started brushing him, you should have seen the matting goes all the way down. Then I have to shave him.
Yeah.
So she goes, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's our policy.
Groomer's discretion. Ha ha.
Yeah. So I said, you got to come up with, this is unacceptable. So the girl behind the counter goes, oh, she goes, let me talk to her. So they go in the back. She comes out and she says, all right, how about 25? Down from 50.
I know you, Brody. You were like, fuck you. How about zero?
So no. So I said, I still don't understand why I'm paying $25 when I told you to shave the dog.
Nah, it's groomer's discretion.
Yeah. So she says, well, we did shave him, but he still had matting even after we shaved him. In order to get him, if we kept shaving him, he would have had bald spots.
But isn't that your decision and not theirs? This is what I failed to understand.
I don't want bald spots, but you could have given me a phone call.
Right. Check it out with me first before you.
I said, so your range was $10 to $50. Yeah. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 15 for the matting.
Yeah.
And I might come back here again, or I can give you 30 and you'll never see me again. That's customer discretion.
Ah, there you go. Did they take the 15?
She took the 15.
Of course. Cause they want to see you again. They want repeat business.
Yep.
That was very wise of you. This is like,
thank you.
This is like the, when I injured my back and I went to the back specialist.
Oh,
and
he goes, you were trying to ask your own date?
Yeah. Back then.
Yeah.
No, that was when I yawned wrong or something.
That's right.
When I
yawned wrong, you pulled your back out.
I pulled my back out. No, it was when I was when we were doing jump around at the Christmas party.
So you literally were in a house of pain.
When I jump up, and I fell down. And oh, you know about this? And my L4,
no,
L5.
How do I never know the story?
Back in the day, this was like several years ago. It was that Carla Marie was working for our show, and
okay.
I went to her brother's Christmas party, and I was wearing these hard-soled Kenneth Cole shoes on the dance floor.
Very
and
important. We you mentioned jump the brand around, name.
And
brand
I was
whore.
Jumping around. Yeah. Jump up, and get down. And when I jump up, and I fell down hard on the soles of the feet, and then all of a sudden, this tingling went right up my back. And my L4 and L5 discs were a little like weird and wonky. I couldn't walk and move for weeks. I went
and you
to the,
and you were an L7.
Yeah, that. Thank you. And then I went to the back specialist, and the fucker tells me, "Oh yeah, yeah, no, no, you need back surgery." And I'm like, "Really? Like, yeah, you need you really should get back surgery, and I'll be the person to do it." And I'm like, "I'm gonna wait this one out." And sure enough, I waited it out, and I was able to walk again, and everything got corrected. So So it was a back surgeon's discretion to just try and rip my back apart so he could cash in on, you know, a $5,000 job on my back. Yeah. But fuck that. That's a similar story there, you know, with your dog groom. I mean, on a much larger scale, but still
a much larger.
It's like, or the dentist that wants to knock two of my teeth out gratuitously. Hey, you know what? You should really voluntarily get those wisdom teeth pulled out. No.
Yeah. Yeah. It was dentist discretion.
Dentist discretion. No. Fuck off that. Fuck. No.
You imagine if you go in for a cleaning and he's like, "Yeah, I decided to pull your wisdom teeth out." Dentist discretion.
We knocked you out. And while we were there, dentist discretion, we needed to remove these four.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I did your oil change for you. I checked the air in your tires. I filled up the windshield washer fluid. And mechanic discretion, I put in a new transmission for you.
Exactly. It's the same bullshit.
Hey, we're cruising at an altitude of 35,000 feet. We'll be arriving in Miami tomorrow. Pilot's discretion, we're landing in Vegas in 5 minutes.
Because we want to go gamble.
Yeah. Pilot discretion.
Yeah. Fuck these discretions. No. You got to check it out with me first. Hey, listen, before we go to this last break, commercial, and then we're going to play your talkbacks on the other side of this.
And Brody's sound clips.
Yeah, I guess. I don't have those, so they'll have to wait. No, I don't see them. Anyway.
You suck.
Oh, we have those. Yeah, they're in, I guess.
See, I threatened you.
Son of a bitch. No, we got this really, really weird email. Maybe I'll just read it and we'll take a break because I don't know if we're going to digest this. Jacob Moore said, "How I got honey badgered into sex."
Honey badger don't give a damn.
Well, this was from the episode October 10th-ish. What's up, guys? Once had a girl pretend to be into hunting just to get sex. We got in the deer hut, and she only knew...
Is that what he calls it?
The deer hunt.
The old deer hunt?
And she only knew how to handle one kind of gun, and it wasn't the type to bring home food. All was good, though, because I tore that shit up. By the way, long haul truck driver here. Listen to you guys all the time to pass the miles. Started at zero and listened in order. Fuck you, Abe77. Thank you, Jacob.
Nice. All right. That was in reference to what we were talking about, the girl on TikTok who said, I'm about to teach me more about baseball myself into some dick.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So that was.
Did you ever steal that for the morning show?
No, we never used that because remember, people don't want to hear things twice. You know, if you hear it here on the podcast.
Yeah, but we're a small percentage. We're a small percentage. Right. It's smarter to go podcast to morning show than morning show to podcast.
I get it. All right, truckers, listen, give us the horn, truckers, on behalf of that last email because that was the email of the month.
Right. Regardless of what time you hear.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I think I talked over the commercial again.
Timing. What is the first rule of comedy?
Timing.
There it is. That's an old joke. I love that joke. What's the first rule of comedy?
Timing.
All right. Shall we get into
I don't have any audio clips, by the way. We played them all on the last
episode.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't have any shit.
But I got you to lie and say you had them because you were afraid of me.
I was going to figure it out. I don't know.
Eventually.
All right. So I guess we should play some of these. These have been lingering for a while. Should we go from
the
front to back or back
to front? Do you have to let them linger?
Front to back? How do you wipe? Front to back or back to front?
Back to front.
Back to front.
Thank you, Metallica.
That causes all kinds of problems.
No.
If you're a woman, it does.
No, you can't do back to front if you're a woman. You got the nooks and crannies.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. I'm a teacher for the New York City Department of Education. And on this past episode, you were talking about how capitalization like doesn't matter in Twitter handles and whatnot. And it just reminded me, I just recently got into an argument with my administration because they were trying to tell students and parents at our school that capitalization mattered in the email username. Password, yes. Username, no.
Man.
Wow.
When will they learn?
These are educators. By the way, kudos to her for being a quality teacher that knows something.
And so you're telling me. And also for setting up what we were talking about inside the topic there at the very beginning. See, she knew how to form an essay by leading with something as an introduction.
She didn't just say, oh, when you guys talked about the truck, it was hilarious. You go, what truck? What?
No, she actually set it up, so we didn't have to set it up for her.
So based on the people she works for, their theory is that davidbrody@aol.com is a different email address than DDavid@aol.com.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
If capitalization matters, then they're two different email addresses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
my God.
Yeah.
My God.
You know what else doesn't matter?
It just doesn't
slash
matter.
And backslash.
It just doesn't matter.
Slash, backslash, websites. It's always forward slash. I hate this. There's a commercial running on the radio right now that actually tells people, let's just say jingleball.com/Nike. I'm like, no, it's never backslash ever. Ever. It's always forward slash. But because it's always forward slash, it's understood. Just say the word slash. Just say jingleball.com/Nike. People know which one it is visually to press on their keyboard. But just
do
know
they
that,
though?
That is the forward slash button. No, yeah. Because some people think that's backslash.
No, if the top is leaning to the right, that's forward.
There's no website that ever says blah, 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 .com/whatever. It's never, ever, ever, ever backslash. Ever. It's always forward slash. Or just slash, the one that leans forward. Although some people think that's the backwards one. That fucks people up. I hate that. I tried 5 times to get the commercial corrected. And they're like, oh, it came from the commercial agency and it was voiced out of here and it has to run. I'm like, oh, you're killing me with this.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Scary, don't you dare send a gift to that couple.
Oh.
You can absolutely RSVP that you will not be in attendance and thank you for the invite. Do not send a gift. Huge balls on that couple. I've never heard of such a thing. They should be ashamed of themselves, really.
I haven't spoken.
Christy, Slice for Life, Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
All right. I like the little signature at the end there. 15 to 20 years we haven't spoken to this person, and Brody knows that. And I still think it's a cash grab.
It's not 15. It's more like 13 or 14.
Either
not
way.
20.
Okay. Potato.
I'm just
potato.
Saying. It's just, it's still, you
it's
know.
It's still a long time. Haven't spoken to them. And they invited me to their wedding out of nowhere. I'm still saying it's a cash grab. They went to their entire contact list knowing most people would say no, but some percentage of that would still send a gift. I think. All right.
Well, they know you're a generous
Brody
guy.
It's Gary. It's Gary and Brody. It's James from Miami.
Yep. Hey.
I've been here frequently. How about in reference to episode 234, you're talking about the costumes that you're trying to sell.
Yeah.
How about if they're willing to pay you extra for you to drop it off? Will you drop it off, or you still want them to come to you and pick it up?
Well, I'm not going to Miami to drop it off. That's for sure.
No, if somebody wants me to drop it off in the, like if they buy something from me on Facebook and they're like, oh, can you drop it off? I have a broken leg.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's a 20 right there. That's a 20 spot. Sure.
Okay. Keep
but going. I'm not driving to Staten Island and paying
tolls. The craziest thing about what Scary was just saying with always seeing the 924 is that that exact thing happens to me all the time.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I always see 911.
Yeah.
Which was very significant for me because I deployed after the attacks. But even to this day, years and years later, I always see 9/11, and it trips me out because I somehow notice it all the time.
We're talking about looking at clocks and seeing the same time every day. I'm like, and by the way, I always see 9/24. I still do.
One last comment by me. The average person looks at a clock maybe like 12 times a day.
Yeah.
So you're going to remember the 3 days a week you landed on 9/24.
Okay.
It's coincidence.
Brody thinks it's a coincidence. I think there's something more to it. All right, keep
going. Okay, that's
right. We got a lot more to the guy.
Brody and Scary. Hey, Scary Jones, congratulations on your Halloween costume. Sounds like you got what you call yourself several ego snacks that night. In fact, so many snacks, it equates a David Brody steak dinner that you still owe him. Yes, you still owe him a steak dinner. All right, Ted from Iowa.
Okay.
I don't know the correlation, but it sounds great to me.
Yeah, one, that's a non sequitur. What does one have to do with the other?
I think you had so many ego snacks that I deserve a snack of steak. I get it now. If it ends up in me having a steak dinner, it totally makes sense.
Gary and Brody, what's going on? So you guys are talking about the weight limit on the donkeys. About 4 years ago, I was going on a zip line. I weighed around 250. It's a weight limit 250. I'm like, oh my gosh, should I go on this thing? I don't think I should. Then a guy who was shouted at me went before me and made it alive. So I went on it. Now I'm down to 230, so that's all.
And
keep on rocking.
He didn't kill the donkey. All right, nice.
All right, so I have a question. Did he lose 20 pounds by going on the zip line? Like, did he pull it down so far he had to run half the way? But more importantly, first of all, congratulations on losing weight. That's great, guy. But here's my question. If the weight limit's 250 and you weigh 250, and the guy before you weighs more than you, and it's visibly more than you, like 300.
Mm.
I'm not getting on that thing because you know he weakened it.
That's true.
Right? It's like when you squeeze a jar to open it, but you can't open it, and the next guy comes over and opens it like, I loosened it for you.
Right.
What if that guy loosened like the rivets?
Right.
So that when you go, it's like you're the straw that broke the camel's back. But by the way, don't get on a camel if you weigh that much.
Okay, here we go.
Brody. I'm walking down the Greenway along the French Broad River in Buncombe County, North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, as I listen to you butcher Buncombe County. And it wasn't too close to call. We didn't vote one damn Republican in.
What?
Okay, so I was given election updates last week because it was Election Day Tuesday when we recorded.
Yeah.
And B-A-N-C-O-M-B.
Oh, you pronounced it wrong.
I pronounced it wrong.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And he's upset that not enough Republicans got in. But the Republican won for senator. So you did win some seats there. Senator was the big prize.
Yeah. Here we go.
I mean, so you can't be that unhappy, sir.
Brody Scary, long time slice for life, man, from day one. Big show kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm out here, California raised, living in Georgia, raising kids in Georgia. Gotta tell you, Scary,
very
man.
Very West Coast.
It's not about the part of the world you're in. It's about whether if you're in the city or not. I'm a city guy from L.A., man. I'm fast-paced, man. Buses and irking and jerking in.
Well, cut off. I don't know why.
He took too long.
Yeah. Well, he's very, first of all, that's a very West Coast sound right there. Very laid back. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
I like his tone.
My argument is that people in the city are faster paced than the people that live in the suburbs.
Well, here's how you know. If he was really like an East Coast city guy, he would have been like, hey, man, I'm from California. He wouldn't say California, but like, hey, man, I'm California. Listening big time out here. Got it. But I'm done.
Right.
And he was done. But when you're from California, right?
His whole demeanor is West Coast.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's going on? Yep, you're out of time.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind, or my mind on my money and my money.
Yeah, so like definitely give us another talk back, but either go part one and then do a part two, or you got to pick up the pace a little bit. All right.
Someone else.
This Slice for Life is listening right now to the Bakersfield Boys podcast.
Yeah.
From the state of Oregon, and wanted to let you know that you do have West Coast listeners.
Thank you.
Yes, we somebody DM'd me there, right? They DM'd us and said they were from Bend, Oregon.
And I think this is the last one.
I had that same issue going on. The dentist looked at me and said, hey, you can get them out if you want. If not, whatever. If they don't bother you, let them go. But, literally the day after I walked out of that dentist office and said, yeah, I've never felt it, they started hitting me. So just wait till it starts hitting you, and then you'll be mad you didn't get it done before.
So basically,
he's telling me
he's being sarcastic, obviously.
No, he's giving you advice.
They say, he's like, oh yeah, just wait till the last minute until they start hurting you. No, he doesn't mean that. He means just do it now. So I should voluntarily get these two teeth extracted because eventually they're going to cause me pain.
That's what he said. That's what I'm hearing.
I was looking over my eating schedule, and there isn't really a very convenient time for me to get this done. If I may be honest here, I'm looking at my calendar, my food calendar, with the holidays coming up here, Thanksgiving followed by Christmas. I mean, I can't be without my teeth. You know, I can't have a couple of days where I'm knocked out. Then I start my my detox program in January.
Yeah.
For 45 days there, Brody. There's no way that I can do it during the 45 days because I can only eat specific foods. I'm gonna have to postpone this shit till well into next year. Removing my teeth. My wisdom.
Yeah, you might as well do it while you're not eating.
Talking about the wisdom teeth. No, but I don't think that's a good time to do it either. So. Well,
when's a good time? When they start hurting you?
I guess. I don't know.
I take that guy's advice, man.
Otherwise, you're like, we got to roll out of here now. This has been a fine time that I've had with you here.
Well, listen, Scary, let's do what every morning show does.
What's that?
Let's do it's cliched, but whatever.
Okay.
Scary Jones, what are you thankful for?
Oh, it's funny you say that, David Brody.
Because why, you did this on the big show already?
No, I if I'm being completely honest, I was hung out to dry on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. They were like, all right, what are we going to talk about? I said, well, this is our last podcast before a week's worth of vacation because the morning show is going to be on vacation all next week.
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Yep.
And
Same here.
Yeah, Brody too. And you're on the extension, the extension plan. And so I said, all right, since it's our last podcast, let's go around the room and see what we're thankful for. And I said what I was thankful for. And then Elvis looks at the camera and goes, all right, that's it. We'll see you next time. I'm like, wait a second. I said, we're all supposed to do this. Now I look like a fucking idiot because I hung myself out to dry and I left myself out there. I thought we were all going to do this, but a shared experience. But of course, I was the one left holding the bag and I guess it stuck out like a sore thumb. But
well, that wasn't right of them. Tell us what you're thankful for.
If I'm being honest, first of all, I am thankful that we get to do what we do every week. And not only that, have the thousands of people that support and tune into this podcast and listen whenever they can. It takes a lot of time out of your day to dedicate to listening to any podcast, let alone this one. And there's so many things that you can do with your time. We call it the share of the ear. Of your ear, meaning you're hearing things, you're seeing things, you're playing video games, you're making TikToks, you're on social media, but also you're hanging out, you're watching TV, you're on Netflix, you're hanging out with your family, you're with your friends.
All right, don't give people more ideas.
What I'm saying is, it's crazy that thousands of people choose to set aside an hour or two a week and hang with us and listen to the podcast. So I am very, very grateful, super grateful and thankful for all of our slices, first and foremost. And of course, you, David Brody, my family, my friends, my girlfriend, everybody, and my health. Because I realize that as we get older, you know, shit happens to people. You see things happening around you. Yeah. And I'm lucky that I'm able to keep a roof over my head and continue to do what I love and as a hobby and get paid for it. and I'm, you know, so yeah, so I'm thankful for all of these things at this time. And of course, my health.
Yeah.
I may, we may look back next year at this time and may not be, have my health, but right now I do. So I'm living in the moment. And
well, that was very touching. All right. We'll hit the song and we'll see you guys.
No, what about you?
Two weeks.
No, you've got to fuck you. You give me yours.
We'll see. Why, Elvis didn't? Why should I?
By the way, this is a bonus episode. We are going to see you next week. We got another one coming after Brody, come on.
No, we don't have another one coming. We have another one coming next week, like I said.
Next week. You said in 2 weeks.
When they hear this, it'll be next week. But for us, it's 2 weeks from now.
For us?
Yes.
So what are you thankful for, you asshole? Really?
I'm thankful you set me up for such an easy one. No, I'm thankful I still get to do the podcast and we have fun and the Slices love us and we love them.
The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.